Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. On today's call, we're going to discuss 12 keys to who you are in Him. Matthew 16, 15, 16. Matthew 16, verses 15 and 16, New Living Translation. Then he asked them, "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You're the Messiah, the Son of the living God." As I read this verse, several questions instantly stirred in my spirit, and we feel prompted to pose those today. Who do you say he is? Who do you say he is?
First, you might say, "He's my Savior." And it proves it in John 3, 16 and 17. For it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And then there were several other questions that must be asked. In Luke 1:47, New Living Translation, Luke 1:47 says, "How my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Do you think God is pleased at how we're rejoicing in our salvation? Well, if he's our Savior, how do we feel about 2 Peter 2:20? 2 Peter 2:20 in the Contemporary English Version says, "When they learned about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they escaped from the filthy things of this world, but they are again caught up and controlled by these filthy things. And now they are in worse shape than they were at first."
This question begs asking and answering. Have we put away the filthy things of this world? Is there a pattern in our spiritual lives that we must put down the filthy things for a while and then pick them back up again? If so, does the enemy have us living in self-condemnation and guilt? If God's our Savior, his greatest desire is to give us relief from the sin that would so easily beset us. Hebrews 12:1, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." If he's our Savior, how do we feel about 1 Timothy 2, verses 2 through 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 2 through 4, as translated in the Contemporary English Version. "Pray for kings and others in power, so they may live quiet and peaceful lives as we worship and honor God. This kind of prayer is good, and it pleases God our Savior." God wants everyone to be saved and to know the whole truth, which it is. Are we seeking instructions in our own spiritual development and growth? 2 Peter 3:18. 2 Peter 3:18. Contemporary English Version. Let the wonderful kindness and the understanding come from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ help you keep on growing. Praise Jesus now and forever. Amen. Bottom line, if he's our Savior, are we acting like it?
That's a good question. Second, we may say that he's the Lord of my life. If Jesus is the Lord of our lives, then do we consult him in every decision we make? Philippians 4:6 in the New Century Version says, "Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks." If someone has such influence over us to be the Lord of our lives, then we need to be asking him about everything that we need to know. James 1:5, New Century Version says, "But if any of you needs wisdom, you should ask God for it. He is generous to everyone."
Yes.
"And will give you wisdom without criticizing you." I love that.
I do too.
If he's the Lord of our lives, then are we always ready to share with others what he means to us? 1 Peter 3, verse 15, Contemporary English Version says, "Honor Christ and let him be the Lord of your life. Always be ready to give an answer when someone asks you about your hope. And Proverbs 22:4 Contemporary English Version provides a powerful bottom line. It says, respect and serve the Lord. Your reward will be wealth, a long life, and honor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, for sure.
Here are 12 keys to who you are in him. You are priceless, bought by his blood. Revelation 1:5 Classic Amplified. And aside, Jesus Christ, the faithful and trustworthy witness, the firstborn of the dead, first to be brought back to life, and the prince, ruler of the kings of the earth, to him, whoever loves us and has once for all loosed and freed us from all our sins and our blood.
By his own blood, wow. You are royalty, the child of a king. John 1:12, Classic Amplified. But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the authority, power, privilege, right to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name.
You're wise beyond description. You have the mind of Christ. I love 1 Corinthians 2:16, Classic Amplified Bible. For who has known or understood the mind, the counsels, and purposes of the Lord, so as to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have, we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart.
Wow. You are victorious in every situation. You are more than conquerors. Romans 8:37 says, Classic Amplified Bible, yet amid all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us.
Hallelujah. You are fearless because your Savior and the Lord of your life tells us to fear not. There are 63 references to fear not in the King James Version, including 1 Chronicles 28:20, which says, and David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord.
Are you ready for this one? You are wealthy because he has given you the power to get wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18 opened my eyes years ago. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day.
You're successful when you meditate on his word. Joshua 1:8, at Classic Amplified. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then, I like that, for then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success.
You are an ambassador. 2 Corinthians 5:20. 2 Corinthians 5:20, Classic Amplified. So we are Christ's ambassadors, God making his appeal, as it were, through us. We, as Christ's personal representatives, beg you for his sake to lay hold of the divine favor now offered you and be reconciled to God. You know what an ambassador is? An ambassador, when we send ambassadors abroad, he has all the backing of, he is like the president of the United States is speaking through him, because he has the interest of the United States within his authority. That's amazing. So we have God's authority through the word to be an ambassador for him.
Next, you're unique in all of the earth, one of a kind. Nobody has your finger or voice prints. Psalm 139:14, Classic Amplified Bible. I will confess and praise you, for you are fearfully and wonderful, and the awful wonder of my birth. Wonderful are your works, and that my inner self knows right well.
You are free.
Hallelujah.
Because all your sins are washed away. 1 Corinthians 6:11, Classic Amplified says, "And such some of you were once, but you were washed clean, purified by a complete atonement for sin, made free from the guilt of sin, and you were consecrated, set apart, hallowed, and you were justified, pronounced righteous by trusting in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit of our God."
Wow. You are empowered in every situation by the Holy Ghost. Acts 1:8, Classic Amplified. "But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, to the ends, the very bounds of the earth."
You are blessed beyond measure. Psalm 45:2 in the New Living Translation says, "You are the most handsome of all. Gracious words stream from your lips. God himself has blessed you forever." Wow. Are you walking in all your blessings? Do you know who he is? Do you know who you are in him?
And that's what you need to think about.
That's right.
Do you know who you are in him?
In this fantastic Friday.
Yeah. After all, we're made in his image.
That's right. After his likeness. We have the mind of Christ. We have so much at work in us.
But the fact that we've got it.
That's right.
Doesn't do any good unless we use it.
That's it.
Tap into it. It's kind of like if there's a new car. If you don't hit the ignition button, you're not going anywhere. You're not.
All right.
Think on these things.
That's it. Spend the weekend thinking on them.
Yeah,
but
spend the weekend thinking
on them. At the same time, join us tomorrow morning for Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. Again, right here, 8:30. And until such time,
God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye. Indeed.